Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is from Year C, Winter, Week 6, The Visit of the Magi, from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. The Big Idea. Jesus is worthy of our worship. O come, let us adore him. The Memory Verse. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. Matthew 2:10. In today's passage, it is revealed to Herod that a child born in Bethlehem is the Messiah. Jesus' parents knew his identity earlier, as did the shepherds. Now the king has been informed. While still a toddler, the Christ child has an enemy. He also has worshipers. Let's look at the characters in our story. Old Testament. Who are these mysterious men from the east who come to worship the newborn king? Matthew uses the word magi, a word found in other parts of the Bible. From the books of Esther and Daniel, we know that kings consulted magi, who interpreted dreams and signs. They were accomplished astronomers and were sometimes called princes. They came from Babylon, east of Jerusalem. This makes sense. God's people were exiled in Babylon for 70 years and worshipped God there. A religious group called Zoroastrians lived there as well. Zoroastrians also believed in one true, good, invisible, immortal, eternal, and wise Lord of Truth, who is the beginning and end, creator of everything. These magi could have been Zoroastrians and might have learned about a Messiah during Daniel's very long life, as did the Babylonian kings. They also might have read about Messiah from the Hebrew prophets. Jesus. Herod the Great had been appointed king of the Jews by the Roman Senate. As ruler over Judea, Herod was called great because he accomplished many building projects, including a huge reconstruction of the Jerusalem temple. However, Herod was also building temples for pagan worship and was living a decadent life. He was a paranoid, murderous tyrant and a political opportunist. He alternated between currying favor with Rome and then with the Jews. He would do anything for popularity. Though he was already married, he married the Jewess Mariamne to gain political power and favor with the Jews, banishing his first family. Later, he had Mariamne, along with other members of his own family, executed because he feared losing power. So when Herod says he wants to know where the baby is so that he can go and worship him too, Matthew 2:8, it is evident he's lying. When Matthew says that Herod was troubled and therefore everyone else in Jerusalem was troubled too, we can understand why. Herod was fearsome and brutal. The thought of a baby who would become king inflamed his wrath. He ordered the slaughter of all male children in Bethlehem born in the 2 years prior in order to eliminate his competition. Then we have Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem, who few yet knew was the Savior of the world. That situation was about to change. The wise men followed their joy-inspiring star to the child's home. Probably not a manger anymore, since it took so long to travel from the east. They worshipped him, offering gold, symbolizing his royalty, frankincense, symbolizing holiness, and myrrh, symbolizing death. The Church and the World. Herod fought and killed for power. Jesus lived and died to conquer death. Herod was a tyrant. Jesus governs with authority from God. Herod was a hate-filled despot. Jesus is a firm yet loving shepherd. Micah 5:4. Our all-powerful yet gentle king is the rightful ruler of everything. He understands our weaknesses and responds with compassion. He is altogether worthy of our worship. With the Magi, O come, let us adore him. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.